No exaggeration. At Fillion is Washed embodies everything I love in an internet personality. Especially for a Twitch streamer. She makes it embarrassingly obvious that she already had the idea in her head before she started streaming. That she would be seen as a super wacky, quirky VTuber that stands out from all the rest because she references meme culture and makes jokes about fucking people's moms and these nuts fit in your mouth, fool. Now, it's not an objectively bad thing to know beforehand what you want to be seen as when you get popular, but it does have to come naturally. She forces it. I don't just mean that in the sense that she makes the aforementioned jokes constantly, which she does, but that's beside the point. One thing that's very common online, as I'm sure you know, is no context compilations. Where fans of a show or online creator make compilation videos from quips of said show on videos that they think are funny when taken out of context. What Fillion failed to understand about this concept is that it's now a fans of the creators that make these compilations, not the creators themselves. When a fan does this, it shows the appreciation they have for the work where the creator puts into entertaining them, but Fillion, on the other hand, has shown to be so desperate to make new cultivated image known that she herself has unloaded several no-context funny moment compilations from clips of her own video streams, which come off more as a self-advertisement than anything. The worst part of this is desperation, however, is that it's worked in her favor. She now has pretty good following on both Twitch and YouTube, and has been featured in streams with Jayshwat and Amawan. One would hope that since she achieved the only status she was so desperate to reach, she would be grateful and appreciative to her new supporters. Fuck no, you were wrong. Fillion recently hyped a stream in which she and Project Melody, an erotic VTuber that we put in, would react to their fans' course presentations that they would submit to Fillion's Discord server. When the stream finally happened after a week of hype, Melody claimed to be having technical issues and they decided to waste everyone's time doing random stuff in VR chat for 3, maybe 4 hours. They watched a small fraction of the video submitted and then blew it off like it was nothing, despite everyone in chat voicing their disappointment. But I know that's why I'm not very affected by this blatant display of disrespect toward her fan base, since I never liked her in the first place. The betray that the screwed over fans felt has likely already dissipated. Because she's a girl on Twitch! And who doesn't love a girl on Twitch, woo? She's not like the other girls, though. This gives her fan base a nice little anchor to cling to. Not only does Fillion hide behind a VTuber model, but she makes a bunch of quirky little I fucked up, ooh, mom, I put these nuts in your mouth and know Obama's last name jokes, and lets her chat bully her. I need a drink of water, hold on. Okay. Fillion fans don't have to worry about being seen as simps, like fans of, say, Pokimane do, because they only watch Pokimane because she's physically attractive. Fans of Fillion get to say they only watch her because she's funny and she's cringy, but it's totally on purpose and you just don't get it. She even has ADRD, ADHD, I think that too, as one of the tags in other streams because everyone knows someone with ADHD. Well, first and foremost uses it as a selling point for internet popularity. Everyone with ADHD does that. Okay, so in summary, she was desperate for a certain public image that she forced it. Gained a following of lonely grown men that went to simp for a funny girl without being seen as losers that only care about looks, and constantly shows through her coldness actions and piss-poor scheduling that she lacks a respect for those followers because she knows she can basically do whatever she wants and get away with it. At Fillion is lost. If you reading this, just know that Hayden, I feel for you motivates me every day toward my aspirations of becoming a VTuber and beating you in your own game. Until then, though, I honestly hope you get better.